This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. That one day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men.
Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of men on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I think you are because you're listening to this radio show. Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Boy, there are just so many things happening. Today, of course, is Drudge and Breitbart Day. We're also going to throw in a little bit of Fox News and Zero Hedge and... clearly, we're going to throw a whole bunch of Agenda 21 Radio at you. A lot of stories that have been posted and great stuff going on. I mean, great. Nancy Pelosi, anyone? Oh, boy. Still a topic. We covered it yesterday. We spent way too much time on Nancy Pelosi, but I wanted it to be clear with you what's really going on with Nancy Pelosi, because Nancy is on the ropes. And in fact, today it's just the rope just got, it's kind of like when the rope is unwinding, you know what I mean? And it's just getting down to one or two strands of rope on her high wire act. Well, I guess you could have a cable. These guys who walk from one, God, can you imagine that? I'm just sort of freaked out thinking about standing, you know, you're standing in the middle of Manhattan. About 40 stories up, guess what? On a wire between two buildings. Think about that. These guys doing that stuff. They're nuts. But, you know, it works for them. I guess it pays the bill. Of course, every day on the radio, it's a high wire act, right? Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And again, the big story is still, I checked Breitbart, and it's a healthcare bill, because Rand Paul's out there saying, it looks a lot like Obamacare. You know, the big question is, really, are we all stuck with Obamacare? Did Obama really do it to us to bring in socialized medicine that will ultimately get the single payer and just absolutely tear it up? I mean, look what it's done to premiums. I mean, around the country, it's just absolutely abhorrent, actually. So my point is that when you take a look at what is really truly going on with Obamacare, it looks like we're stuck with it, and it looks like the Republicans are comfortable with it. I hope not. This has been one of the most destructive things in our nation's history, Obamacare. I think it's got to be repealed and replaced, or repealed and just let to die, and just get rid of it. But why should government be meddling in healthcare? It shouldn't be. It should get the heck out. There's a classic example why government does not need to be in healthcare, because it's so destructive. Hello? Yeah, way destructive. So those are the big things going on. Oh, no, there's a lot more going on. The Fitzgerald, more and more people are starting to find out about what happened to the USS Fitzgerald. We've posted up another article, which is pretty detailed, in a number of videos that are out there that have, again, I'm pulling from citizen journalists off of YouTube and other places so that you get a flavor of some of the reporting out there by private citizens. I think it's wonderful. I mean, this is truly revolutionary news when you go to Agenda 21 Radio, because we're pulling from citizen journalists. It's a great display of citizens using the First Amendment. See, this is why the left doesn't get it. A couple of things they don't get, and it's a great conversation to have with people. They don't get the Constitution, because if you really, truly, fully understand the Constitution, you're a Christian. You've accepted Christ as your Savior, and you believe in God. Hello? Because the Constitution, and again, the left would not have you believe this, it is a Christian document founded by Protestants who were escaping the persecution from Europe by religious organizations such as the Catholic Church and the Papacy and the Jesuits and the Muslims. Nobody wants. So the religious persecution was happening, and they came to the United States, and they did not want religious persecution. Hence the Declaration of Independence, Articles of Convention, I mean, all the freedom documents, Constitution. They realized that they wanted to have a different nation with a different attitude, basically. And people would have rights given to them, not by the government, not by the king, not by the pope. They would have rights given to them by God. And they embodied that in the Constitution, the Declaration, the whole freedom documents, every single one, starting with the Declaration of Independence. God-given rights to all citizens. That way, government can't take it away from you. No matter where you are in the United States of America, you have God-given rights. It's not that the government is giving you these rights. I know people say, well, we had a constitution. Look, after men think about it, they become attached to the Constitution, amendments, bills, all that stuff. They're supposed to be part of the God-given rights that the founders gave us. Now, the courts determine ungodly situations, don't they? And sometimes if you have ungodly courts, then you're not going to get too much unraveling of that onion in the court system. And of course, the government, you know, our founders knew that at certain times, they knew corruption. They knew it very, very well. And they knew that the government could be susceptible to corruption. And that's why they put in the Constitution, hey, we can overthrow the current government. We can vote them out. That was one of our, of course, voting. Voting. Yeah, voting. How unconstitutional has voting become in the United States? I mean, the unconstitutional acts of people being illegal with voting rights violations are just over the top. We know, but this is where we come to clean up. When we have an understanding of how the Constitution works, and this is my point about the liberals who don't believe in God, you will have no understanding of your God-given rights. Hello? You have a warped perspective of those rights. You can't relate to it. That's why they struggle so much when they try and put. I mean, that's why they become so negative. They're reaching for they can't reach for compromise. They don't understand that. It's their way or the highway. There's no, you know, that's no, there's that attitude going on. They want to play dictator. They want to start dictating and telling you because they just don't have that connectivity to what the true documents want you to do. And as we get further away from that, of course, this is the stopper this time with Donald Trump, then our society slips, slides away, and we've seen that. That's not going to happen with Donald Trump. It's starting to really come back. A lot of things, of course, we had Gorsuch as a conservative. The biggest spot of that, of course, Gorsuch, the conservative, you jumped in on the Supreme Court just recently, was confirmed by the Senate, and which is wonderful. We need more of that. But our society needs to completely change and continue the change back to the constitutional behavior. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit later, probably in the second hour. I really enjoyed a 2.5-hour video, very painful video, of the Commonwealth Club last Friday, in which I really got to see all the communists, the head communists in California relative to transportation and even voting, perform. It was painful to watch all these communists in one room at one time. It really was. And they truly are communists. And boy, you think taxes are bad now in California? Wait till these communists get done with you. You won't have anything in your wallet, in your bank account, for the foreseeable future. They're going to take your future earnings, your firstborn, blood. They'll take it all. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
87. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news and a21r.com. Both of those addresses get you there. Paul at a21r.com is my email address as well. Numanna, numanna.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. You need any kind of... If you're thinking about, you know, what's going to happen in the future and there's going to be a disaster or it's hurricane season or something like that coming up, you need to be prepared. Don't sit idly by. Also, we're pumping Liberty Tour 7. We're going to be announcing, we have some things for you for Liberty Tour 7 as well. So anyway, agenda21radio.news. All right, for those of us who have CCWs and have guns, it's our Second Amendment right to do that. God gave us that right. And, of course, it's always a struggle with these liberal morons who want to take it away. Now, they want to take away our guns for only one reason. And that reason is, well, to dominate and control you. A government that doesn't fear its citizenry. And see, this is the difference between the United States and other governments. The theory is that our servants are the elected officials in the government. They are the citizen servants. We are not their servants. A strange concept back in 1776, because prior to that, the citizens, the peasants, the peons, were all subjugated and served the Pope, served the kings, the queens, the royalty, if you will, and had to give everything over to them. That's just the way it rolled. Sounds a lot like communism. Well, that's how they ruled back then. And if you had a religion behind you, so be it, such as Islam. They would take everything. It all belonged to them, didn't belong to you. Nothing did, no private property. And, of course, no weapons. Because you're totally subject. That's why the Constitution was so critical and important, because God gave you those rights, and the Founding Fathers recognized that, and they wanted to embody that and embolden that by the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the founding documents, which they did. Now, the manifestation of that is here right now in this country. It's 2017, and we're living in it. Now, we have to fight for it. Because we have those people, and the founders knew this was going to happen, because they knew human nature, that we have these totalitarians who want to take away our God-given rights. Part of that is to, of course, protect those God-given rights. Now, powerful, powerful, powerful testimony was given from a Susana Gracia. And it was interesting. I pulled this up. I got this actually a couple of weeks ago. I've seen this before, but I got it back in my thought about the Second Amendment, and I said I got to do a story on this. So we're going to play a little bit of Susanna's testimony, which I believe was back in 1992, if I'm not mistaken. And the article says, and this is kind of interesting. Noah Webster. And an examination of the leading principles of the federal constitution wrote the following. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed. That was Daniel Webster, 1787. Uh-huh. I want you to think about that. I'm going to read it again. It supports what I was saying earlier. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed. Now, didn't we also hear that during World War II from the Japanese, who said, We'd be crazy to try and invade America because every American has a gun. Behind every bush, you'll find an American with a gun, I think is how it went. Our government needs to fear us as citizens because of the Second Amendment. That was very clearly made as what the Constitution wanted. I think Antonin Scalia really knew that. Boy, don't we miss him. So this article comes up. I'm only going to play a little bit of it right now. Then we're going to probably get some more in the second half. It says, on October 16th, 1991, a man by the name of Hennen drove his 1987 Ford Ranger pickup through the front windows of Luby's Cafe in East Central Texas Expressways in Killeen, Texas, and yelled, "This is what Bell County has done to me," then opened fire on the restaurant's patrons and staff with a Glock 17 pistol and later a Ruger P-89. About 80 people were in the restaurant at the time, and he stalked and shot and killed 23 and wounded 20 before committing suicide. During the shooting, he approached Susanna Gracia Hupp and her parents. Hupp had actually brought a handgun to Luby's cafeteria that day, but had left in her vehicle due to the laws in force at the time forbidding citizens to carry firearms. CCW's baby. According to her later testimony in favor of Missouri's HB 1720, Bill 1, and in general, after she realized that her firearm was not in her purse, but 100 feet away in her car, her father charged at Hennen in an attempt to subdue him, only to be gunned down. A short time later, her mother was also shot and killed. Hupp later expressed her regret for abiding by the law in question by leaving her firearm in the car rather than keeping it on her person. One patron, Tommy Vaughn, threw himself on a plate glass window to allow others to escape, and allowed a mother and her 4-year-old child to leave. He reloaded several times and still had ammunition remaining when he committed suicide by shooting himself in the head after being concerned or cornered and wounded by police. That's how this broke out. So this is back in her testimony. I'm going to play a couple minutes here so you get the feel for it, and we'll come back and play the rest of it. But it's very, very telling what happened here.
Let me make sure that you understand I'm not here representing the NRA. I'm not even a member. Okay?
Her testimony
Secondly,
before Congress.
I'd like to say that in your opening statements, you commented specifically on my testimony, saying that basically it had nothing to do with this issue. And I had to chuckle because then I noticed you had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that, I didn't grow up in a house with guns. I don't hunt. I personally abhor hunting. But I was given a gun by a friend when I was 21 to carry in my purse for self-defense, and I was taught how to use it. A couple of years ago, my parents and I went to a cafeteria in Texas on a bright sunny day. We weren't in a dark alley where we weren't supposed to be. And as you all know the story, this madman drove his truck through the window.
And we're going to leave it there. We're going to come back at the on the other side. A madman drove his truck through the window. And she was in the restaurant without her gun because the law forbid her to carry her gun. CCW, anyone? CCW. Well, I'll tell you what, when you hear this testimony, you'll be thinking CCW. I suggest strongly go out, buy a gun, learn how to work the gun, be very, very proficient with it, and get your CCW. Your life and your loved ones' lives could depend on it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
B7.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Make sure that you understand I'm not here representing this. And I had to chuckle because when I noticed, I didn't grow up in house with guns. I don't hunt. I personally abhor hunting. But I was given a gun by a friend when I was 21 to carry in my purse for self-defense, and I was taught how to use it. A couple of years ago, my parents and I went to a cafeteria in Texas on a bright sunny day. We weren't in a dark alley where we weren't supposed to be. And as you all know the story, this madman drove his truck through the window, and he began shooting. Well, immediately, my father and I got down on the floor and put the table up in front of us. And this guy kept shooting. And you're thinking, well, you know, what could it be? Is it a robbery? That's the first thing that generally comes to mind. And he keeps shooting. It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could. Now, I'd like to make something clear. I hear all this talk about how many bullets can go in a clip. I've been there. I can tell you it doesn't matter. It takes 1 second to switch out a clip. You can have one bullet or 100 bullets. It doesn't matter, guys. I've been there. He goes, dump, dump. Just like that, that's not enough time to rush a man, I promise you. When I finally realized what was occurring, I thought, I got him. And I reached for my purse. He was maybe 12 feet away. You know, is it possible my gun could have jammed? Sure. Is it possible I could have missed? Sure. But I can tell you I've hit much smaller targets at much greater distances. But then I realized that a couple of months earlier I had made the stupidest decision of my life. I took my gun out of my purse and left it in my car. Because as you well know, in the state of Texas, it's sometimes a felony offense to carry a gun in your purse. I can tell you that I'm not mad at the guy that did this. As he continued, it was obvious that he was a madman. My father, at that point, said, I've got to do something. I've got to do something. He's going to kill everybody in here. And he rushed the man. No way.
I'm going to pause it right here for just a moment to let you know that in this hearing, just now on the screen, with a smirky, schmarmy look, looking at Dr. Gresham Hump, guess what? It's Chuck Schumer. Chucky baby. Chucky baby.
Guy turned, shot him in the chest. He went down, was obviously mortally wounded. For whatever reason, that made the man change directions and go off to my left. Shortly thereafter, someone at the back of the restaurant broke out a window. When I saw what looked like an opportunity to escape, I turned around and I grabbed my mother by the shirt and I said, come on, come on, we've got to run, we've got to get out of here. And then my feet grew wings and I was out the back window. As soon as I got out, I realized that my mother had not followed me out. And as I learned from the police officers, she had crawled over to where my father was and cradled him until the guy got back around to her, put the gun to her head. She looked up at him, put her head down, and he pulled the trigger. My parents had just had their 47th wedding anniversary. She wasn't going anywhere. As I mentioned, I'm not really mad at the guy that did this. And I'm certainly not mad at the guns that did this. They didn't walk in there by themselves and pull their own triggers. The guy that did it was a lunatic. That's like being mad at a rabid dog. I'm mad at my legislators for legislating me out of the right to protect myself and my family. I would much rather be sitting in jail with a felony offense on my head and have my parents alive. As far as these so-called...
She's mad at the legislators. She's mad at the government. And she had every right to be mad at the government. Because the government was wrong. The government was wrong. Taking away her rights. That's the one thing people should fear. And the one thing that they demand of government is do not do anything that's going to take away my constitutional rights. Period. That's what they should be defending. Government officials, elected officials need to get that. They need to get the fact that they are there to protect mine and your constitutional rights, period, end of subject. Nothing else counts. Nothing else matters except that.
Assault weapons. You say that they don't have any defense use. You tell that to the guy that I saw on a videotape of the LA riots, standing up on his rooftop, protecting his property and his life from an entire mob with one of these so-called assault weapons. Tell me that he didn't have a legitimate self-defense use. Just one final statement. I've been sitting here getting more and more fed up with all of this talk about these pieces of machinery having no legitimate sporting purpose.
Oops. Schumer. Chucky Schumer with his head cocked to one side and his hand holding up his chin, smirking at Miss Hupp.
No legitimate hunting purpose. People, that is not the point of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. And I know I'm not going to make very many friends saying this, but it's about our right, all of our rights, to be able to protect ourselves from all of you guys up there.
Bingo. Bingo.
In fact, there's 20,000 gun laws on the books. And thanks to one of them in Texas that restricted carrying a concealed weapon, Susanna Hupp, well, let her tell her story.
Back in...
I think you got the story from Susanna. They changed it so that people could carry concealed weapons in, in places, private place, all over the place. In other words, CC laws went into effect in Texas because of her. And because of her story. But I just love her comments. These things, these laws are designed, the Constitution is designed to protect the citizens from those guys. The government officials like Chucky Schumer, who had a smirk on his face the whole time. You could tell he's just demeaning with the stares at Ms. Hupp. Evil. Pure evil. And that's what we have to guard against. I mean, the founders knew human nature. Hello? And the need for some to control and to dominate. They understood that. And they understood that this is something that's been through eons of time. It's no different today than it's ever been before. Nothing's changed. What's happening in Silicon Valley with people at the Mineta Institute who want to dominate and control every little aspect of your life because they think it's environmentally good. It's their cause. It's their religion. Because they have a religious belief that motivates them in religion and Gaia. That gives them the authority. Forget the Constitution. They don't need no stinking Constitution. They don't understand the Constitution. Nor do they want to understand. They can interpret it. But to understand it, no, they don't. And place it in a context as a God document. Oh, my God. Well, you see, they have their God. A little bit different than my God. Their God is Gaia. Mother Gaia. The new religion that's, well, being foisted upon us in many different regions. And one of those regions is, well, ways, is through the Pope's encyclical. Mother Gaia. Not my God. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yep, Second Amendment. It's always nice to have a real compelling story and a lifelong experience such as what we're hearing there from her. She's actually a doctor, Dr. Hupp, H-U-P-P. Very, very compelling story. And, you know, I'd forgotten about that. I mean, I can remember that massacre. And this is before, you know, the events of what we've had. I mean, in fact, that was back in 1991 when the shooting occurred. Sort of a, it's one of the George Bush, the older, mass murders that he had in the 4 years of his presidency. It's interesting. It's kind of really been interesting over the last year. 114 mass murders by the Obama administration. I mean, just unprecedented in American history. You know, the evidence is there, you know. It's kind of interesting the way evidence works. Let's go to Sandy Hook. I don't count that as a mass murder. If we counted it, it'd be 115, but there's only 114. We put a little star next to it and say it's there for the reason that people proclaim it to have been a mass murder. But I, you know, we go by statistics, and part of our checking statistics to come up with a number of 114 mass murders, first of all, is to have a standard. Now, mass murder, you know, this is kind of getting deep into how we came up with that calculation. That a mass murder, we used a standard that was established by Mother Jones. And Mother Jones' standard was, for every event, there are three people that are killed or murdered. Okay, so now we have standard a baseline. We set up a baseline. We all understand there's a baseline for that. So every time there's a mass murder and three or more are killed, then guess what? Ding, ding, that becomes an incident. So, and we go to FBI files and records to double check. I mean, and this is kind of the interesting part. And this is why we statistically, we don't count it. We put it as a little star because it was such a publicly proclaimed event. And a lot of people have a lot of doubts about whether it happened or not. Tinfoil hat thinkers, well, welcome. I mean, there's a lot of evidence, especially if you're a specialist in understanding school safety procedures and protocols, and do some investigating, you find out that the whole thing just really falls apart. But that's not why we excluded it. That's not why we did not put that in the count. It's why we came up with 114. This is not why we came up. Well, this is why we came up with 114 rather than 115, in that we checked all these records. And one of the databases that we checked was the FBI. The FBI will tell you by community, by county, how many murders there were by a given county or by a state. And in 2012, in Newtown, Connecticut, in that region of Connecticut, the whole state of Connecticut, there were no murders, period, end of subject. Zero, zip, nada. Nine. No murders. That's why we didn't put it into the database. There's no evidence, according to the FBI, of actual murders taking place in Newtown, Connecticut. Now, I bring that up because I think Alex Jones should understand that. I don't know why he doesn't. And, of course, Megyn Kelly should understand that. And she doesn't, of course. She'd rather make fun of somebody like Alex Jones, who professes to say there was no murder at Sandy Hook without facts. I mean, you got to have some facts if you're going to make those statements. I mean, and a fact would be that there is no evidence in the FBI files. Robert Mueller was the FBI director at the time. You would think a user-friendly FBI director to Barack Obama would include that statistic, but it's not included there. It's not there. I mean, I'm not even throwing out the stuff like there's no accounting for 800 students that were mass evacuated. There's no evacuation plan. By the way, there's no work orders for Sandy Hook the summer before. I mean, in fact, the records indicate that Sandy Hook was actually closed in 2008. And, you know, I know this is a school administrator and superintendent. These are things, just little details you might want to look for. And they're so defensive there about things. See, that's the thing. So when we take a look at CCWs and protecting our Second Amendment, again, I'm telling you, now more than ever, we need to engage with the Second Amendment. We need to exert our influence. We need to go out and put more demand on the system. We need to cloward and pivot our law enforcement and legislators with the demand for more guns, with the demand for more CCW, personal protection. That's what we need to do. Now, it's kind of interesting I mentioned cloward and pivot strategies, because that seems to be what's going on all around the world and all around the United States, of course, in terms of finances. We just need to turn the tide, the table, if you will, and go out and buy more guns. And again, this comes down to what I've always said about the United States of America and about Americans, especially now more than ever. Whenever we have sensed that one of our constitutional, God-given rights is being put under pressure and has been under the Obama administration, we respond by exercising our rights. And I say that it's not so much the threat right now. We got a user-friendly president. We know that. NRA supported. It's the threat from the others, though, that want to do us harm that has increased exponentially because of the president. These people want to do more harm than ever. And we saw what happened just last week with the situation, the shooting of one of our members of the House of Representatives. And luckily, there were two guns there to stop a mass murder. Could have been 10, 20 people murdered, but it was stopped by a gun. And that's why I say personal protection, CCW. Everybody needs to get one. Train yourself in weapons. Train your children in weapons. Exercise your God-given rights. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. That gets you to the website, a21r.com. And Paul at a21r.com for your emails to me, which I really do appreciate. And again, last Sunday, man, I got slammed with emails. Listen, I don't know what was in the water, but all around the nation, more emails, and I appreciate them. I tried to answer as many as I could. Some of them were kind of string-ons to other ones, so I got some people will write three or four emails at one time, and so I can just write one response, which makes it nice. Okay, Numanna, N-U-M-A-N-N-A .com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Liberty Tour 7, starting to come together. Big people playing on this one. And that's really, really, really a cool deal. Also, remember our Sunday programming. We've got Tea Time Talk Radio, and we've got the 51st State Talk Radio also, talking about the 51st state in Northern California that's going to be formed. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice. But freedom is worth it. And liberty is working. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well,